three of my thoughts regarding the iPhone 3GS that was released yesterday at the WWDC keynote. A few other things that I thought were fantastic but should have come, you know, 6 months ago was tethering. Tethering so that you can link your phone via Wi-Fi, I presume, Bluetooth. That'd be interesting to see how they've done that and how what sort of speed there is. Seems to be a simple switch, one click to tether to your phone. The biggest problem that we're going to face, especially in the UK, is that O2 and a lot of the major carriers obviously still want to screw you for using the bandwidth of the phone. So, I mean, originally when we all bought an iPhone a year ago, the very first 3G phone, it was an unlimited data plan. However, you couldn't really use that unlimited data plan off your phone. As in, you could use it on the phone, you couldn't tether it to anything else. There was an application that came out and was quickly taken off the App Store. Although people who have still got it, I presume, can still use it. I know that it was ripped off straight away because AT&T and O2 and various other companies said, you know, we can't possibly support unlimited bandwidth. I think their concern is that people are going to sit on it 24/7 and then it's, well, why would I need an internet at home if I've got this mobile package? And really, to be honest, the first company that comes out that can offer a unified solution where you can take your broadband with you and, you know, from country to country is going to have a huge amount of customers, especially if they design it in such a way where things, you know, like minutes for texts or all that sort of stuff roll over, or if they give decent loyalty upgrade plans. There's nothing like that in the industry. I don't know of any computer manufacturer that does some kind of loyalty thing these days. It's sort of like, you know, it's shiny, it's got all these features, you want to buy it, so you have to deal with this and this, which it's just completely wrong. There's a few petitions going about the iPhone 3GS regarding O2 in the UK. You should dig them out, do a search on Twitter for them, and sign up to those. I don't know if it'll have any impact or if people will be aware of it. They're in a bit of a key position, really. The price to get an 8 gig, 16 gig or 32 gig is just, you know, off the chart in terms of having to buy one for an upgrade. So you're probably better off either asking your partner if they want an iPhone and let them take on the contract. Or, you know, 2010, 6 months' time, there's probably going to be another iPhone. So are a lot of people going to avoid this phone and they're going to jump this phone and think, you know, I don't really need those additional other features? I think you'll find that a large percentage of people will probably do that. But there's going to be a small group of people who are using two phones at the moment, like a Nokia and the iPhone, the Nokia to record video, do live streaming, and the iPhone to do all the social stuff on. And it would be nice to bond the two if it's going to be twice as fast, if there's battery life, it's going to be a bit more, and the video's going to be as good as, you know, they're touting it, 30 frames a second VGA. I've still got concerns about the low light of that, but I'll get onto the video in the next part. So the other things, voice control. I think voice control in the car will be pretty good. I like the fact that it's linked to Genius, so that you can say, you know, I want more songs like this, and it'll play you more songs like that. I think that's pretty cool. Accessibility in more countries, so they're going for sheer dominance and market share in other countries. Voice memos, in other words, Audio Boo needs to release a new version very soon, is what I put in my notes. Or just to have a destination that we can fire it to Audio Boo. I do like the interface on the voice memos. It's an interesting one. You know, it's covering, Apple are slowly looking at everything that's out there and seeing where things are heading and going, actually, we need to build this in. We need to, not necessarily control it, but we need that feature on our phone. So if people say to us, well, why don't you have this? They can go, well, we've got this. And it's an incredible OS for such a small device, really, when you think about it. The iPhone price of $99 for an 8 gig phone is very calculated in terms of the market. They realize that there's a lot of people who want an iPhone, but they can't afford that price. It gets it out of the price range of a certain age range, if you like. So that's quite a big power move on their behalf. Last thing, MMS for this session. I'm going to do another part after this. MMS should have been there from day one. What makes me laugh in the keynote is that AT&T were very dodgy about what they're going to offer. Right, part four next.